let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. A mystical whirlwind of action, heart-pounding adventure filled with mystical creatures, crazy old wizards, and so much more. That's what they're saying about the imaginative tale of courage and betrayal, adventure and true love, a story filled with twists and turns from beginning to end. The much talked about The Rebirth of the Dark Ones, the first published book by the dynamic author Clint Charles Fryer. In a world of swords and sorcery, a young man named Fu is in love with a peasant girl, a slave girl that he has never met. He rescues her from her gargoyle master and thus begins a whirlwind adventure that takes him to another time and place where they are caught up in the ultimate battle between good and evil. Clint Charles Fryer has been described as a fresh new voice in the fantasy genre. Born in Guelph, Ontario, spending most of his time as a child in the outskirts of a small town, Bellwood, honors graduate, influenced at a young age by science fiction and fantasy, creator of The Dark Ones, novels, animation series, and motion picture, working from his own studio, Frywood Studios. Clint Charles Fryer, author of Rebirth of the Dark Ones, joins us on This Week in America. Clint, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
I am really looking forward to this. I love what you did on the book, Rebirth of the Dark Ones. I have to ask where this whole idea came from. I mentioned that you had a love for fantasy, for this genre, at an early age. Where did this idea come from? Because it's a great storyline, and you've got, well, actually a number of storylines, which we'll talk about in the book. Where did this whole original concept come from?
Well, it was really funny, actually. It's a funny story. You know those big Valentine cards that you get, like, at Shoppers Drug Mart?
Oh, yes, Bears? Yes.
Those big ones?
Yep, bought my share.
I got one for my girlfriend, and so I wrote a little story with it, right? And there was, because she is always saying, well, I tell her that I love her, right? And she goes, well, it's not carved in stone. So it got me thinking. So I went to the dollar store, and there was this stones that say love and everything else. So I got the love one. I got that, and I took it to an engravement place. So they engrave it, food loves fresh air. So now it is engraved in stone. So I thought of a really good way of doing it. I'm a huge fan of George Lucas, and he's my mentor, so that's how it all kind of started. And so, you know, like Raiders of the Lost Ark, where you can get the Ark?
Oh, yes.
There's
yes.
Something like that at the dollar store, so I got that, and I put the rock in it. And then I got her a wine rack for Valentine's Day, put a black cloth on it, and four candles with the stone in the Ark in the middle. And then along with the card, I have this little story that tells you about the stone in Fu and Fresh Air. And that's the original first chapter. So in the book, it's been edited about 15, 20 times, but she's got the original first chapter of Rebirth of the Dark Ones.
That is really a fascinating story. You have a great imagination in real life and when you're sitting at the computer putting stories together. The book we're talking about is Rebirth of the Dark Ones. Our guest is Clint Charles Fryer. His website is frywoodstudios.com, frywoodstudios.com. Of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about this world that you've created. Talk about Alexandria. That's where everything starts in the series.
Well, there's Alexandria is a world that is basically fantasy creatures and everything, and it got abandoned, and throughout time, there's, like, at the very start, there was these kids, and in the third book, it actually goes on full detail how they became guardians, and the mystical powers and everything, but that's, I'm still working on the third book. So, in the first bit, it has Fu, Fresh Air, and something happens to them. And I know I'm just jumping way ahead because the third book won't make sense unless I tell a bit about the first one. And Alexandria falls into place in the first one because one of the original guardians that nobody knew about teaches Fu about the magic that he possesses because of the Falcon's Eye that got embedded in his heart from an evil sorceress. And this evil sorceress had ideas for Fu, and she's been kind of watching him throughout his childhood because she knew something's going to happen about this little boy that he didn't even know. So it all goes into that. And then this wizard, Gregon, that originally he's a guardian himself, and takes him through a portal into time and space to the center of time and space. This world is called Alexandria, which was named after this powerful guardian, which states in the third book and how it all started. So him, like Fu, Gregon, and Jaden are at the crystal castle called Alexandria the same. It's inside a mountain that nobody sees, the castle, and it's like a whole beautiful world inside the mountain itself, with a crystal castle, waterfalls, beautiful animals, mystical creatures walking around. Like, it's peace and harmony there.
Yes.
Until something happens throughout time, and I can't go into detail about that yet.
Yeah, it's really fascinating what happens. Twists and turns, I mentioned right from the very beginning, just when you're settling down thinking, this will be a slow beginning, I'll learn about the characters and what's going on. Bingo, you hit us right off the bat, and you don't take the foot off the accelerator until the very end. Well, in fact, you never take the foot off the accelerator. It's a fascinating, easy-to-read book. The name of the book is Rebirth of the Dark Ones. The author is Clint Charles Fryer. He is the creator of the Dark Ones series, and we'll talk about the series component of that here in a few minutes. The Dark Ones, by the way, the Facebook page you can follow on Facebook, The Dark Ones, Clint Charles Fryer. And you can link on to all this information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What's interesting is the book is Rebirth of the Dark Ones, and it talk about the Guardians and how they earned that name, the Dark Ones.
Well, they wear black cloaks, and everybody that sees them, instead of calling them guardians, they call them the Dark Ones because they're always wearing black. Their cloaks are all black, and their magic is kind of blackish, but it's kind of good magic. It's from the heart. It's not like this other kind of fake magic.
Yes.
So it's more powerful when it's from the heart in the series, and it gets it more in depth with it. About the character Fu, about it too.
Talk about Fresh Air. We've mentioned Fu, the mainly the young farmhand. He falls in love with this girl. I mentioned that he had not met her at that time. Fresh Air. Talk about who she is.
Well, she's a little girl. They're all in their like early 20s. I within the story, right? Storyline, and
yes.
He goes out and for horse rides after his chores are done, and he admires this girl from afar every day, and then he waves to her and she waves back when she's doing her chores, and her evil master comes out and chases her back into her treats her really poorly, and then Fu takes off somewhere. And on the way back to his farm where he works, he's thinking of a way to save her, and because he's had enough, and the evil gargoyle, her master, is treating her very poorly. So he's in love with this girl, and you know how the power of love these days, you do anything for the person, right?
Yes.
And so he gets up enough gumption, and that night he goes out and tries to save her.
And you'll follow this story.
Happens.
Yeah, it's so difficult without giving away too much, but I tell you what,
I can go on, but I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, that's why you wrote the book. That's why you wrote the book. Yeah. The book is called Rebirth of the Dark Ones. Information, wherever books are sold, and Clint's website directly is frywoodstudios.com. Information there on the Dark Ones series, information on Clint, background information on the book as well. One of the reviews says the story successfully intertwines the genres of narrative, adventure, fantasy, and romance with a good balance of each to appeal to many different readers. Talk about this, because the story is really multi-layered. It's a great adventure. If nothing else, it's a great adventure. But it's so much more than that. You really draw out who these people are and sort of the moral dilemmas they're going through as well.
Yeah, I just finished the second book, and I'm just waiting to a publisher to actually pick up the series. And the second book, if I may jump ahead to the second book.
Sure.
Some of the characters that are in the first book that are quiet in the first book, they show their true identity and everything in the second book. Second book is more action, more magic, more adventure. It's got everything, more drama, suspense, and it's these three wizards are like, it goes into depth about how they became friends since they were like kids, and now in the story they're like 300-400 years old, so they've been like best friends ever since they've been like 10 years old. And in the story of the second book, my son's character actually tells the whole story from the start of the book to the end. So he's telling his story, the story of the king, Zartan, and the story about how the wizards come together and everything in the second book. And it's more bigger, and there's the different characters in the first book is like two pages of the different characters. In the second book, there's about 5 or 6 pages of the different characters. So there's more characters in it. There's more evil fighting the good. And there's other mystical creatures that I added that actually help the guardians defeat evil. But you have to read that because it'll like draw everybody in, because when I write the books, I actually act out every single character as I'm writing.
That's interesting.
It's kind of funny too.
So you actually sort of get into the character, which gives, you know, as I'm reading, these characters have a certain authenticity to them. I guess that's where it comes from, because if you don't feel the character, you either, either drop the character or make some changes within the character.
Yeah, because the second book, because I'm already on the third one, but I vaguely remember the first one, and I know the second one, because when you jump, you write the whole story, you kind of forget what happened in the first one.
Exactly, yes.
You've got all new stuff in the second and third one. So in the third one, the first chapter actually tells you how it all started. With a little girl, and her name is Alexandria, right?
Yes.
So, and in the second one, it goes from time back and forth. So once you read the novels, you'll understand who goes back and who goes where and everything else to fight evil through time and space.
I love the creativity you bring to the first book, Rebirth of the Dark Ones. Obviously, that will continue with the other books in the series. I mentioned that you've been called a fresh new voice in the genre. Talk about your style and what you're trying to do that's maybe a little bit different than what's been out there.
Well, I'm trying to be original, but it's hard to do that because a lot of people have already done it.
Yes.
And like when I get stuck, I usually have an energy drink. And, no, this is funny. I got stuck on, like, a chapter, and I had, when I was at work, and I had a Monster energy drink. I don't know if I can say that.
Certainly.
I had, like, three or four mouthfuls, and by the time I hit my third mouthful, I had ideas for another book series. I had ideas for my friend's movie. I had ideas for my stuff. And I had magic spells coming up left, right, and center. And, yeah, when I'm stuck like that, that's what I do. And then I write down everything I thought of. And I already started two more book series just from that little can of Monster drink. And
it's amazing what a jolt of caffeine will do, obviously from a creative standpoint that pushes you up, you know, across the finish line. I mentioned that you not only have the novel series, you're working on an animation series that will be designed for kids with various lessons, courage, value of friendship, that type of thing in that, and a motion picture working with an award-winning director. How are those projects coming? Because you write so vividly, it's a very visual book. I can see this as an animation series and as a motion picture.
Well, when I was doing the series, I thought of, because I like for the kids to read my book and see what I see when I wrote it. So I'm like, well, why not do an action-packed mystical adventure animated series?
Yes.
So they can actually see the characters as they read the book. They're like, so that's how what food looks like. That's how the evil sorcerers looks like. And all these little gargoyles and mystical creatures that were in the book that they read and enjoy. And then if a network picks it up, something for them to keep into their heart like I do when I write my books. And I sent it to different places. I sent it to Disney, and there's this company in Toronto that loves the whole project, and they work for Disney, and they do, like, Despicable Me and everything else. They love it, and they just need for me to get my foot in the door so they can do something like that.
Well, you're off to a great start with Rebirth of the Dark Ones. One review said, I would recommend this novel. It would be a wonderful treasure for any young adult reader. And I'm thinking, well, thank you for calling me a young adult reader. I haven't been called that in a long time. This book, you really can't narrow it down, can you? I mean, there's something here for everybody of all ages will find aspects of the book Rebirth of the Dark Ones that they're going to enjoy as well.
When I was right after I wrote it, one of my friends that works at the bank, I asked her how her week went, and she said that her son hates writing. He got a bad grade in reading. So I went home, printed out the first, like, the manuscript of it, and I gave it to her. Plus, I made some T-shirts based on the book, right?
Yes.
It's got the cover, and the back of the cover is on the back of the shirt. So you're actually the book. So I gave that to her to give to her son, and he read it, and then his cousin came over, and he wouldn't let the cousin touch the stuff, the book. And he has the picture, or he has my T-shirt framed in glass on his wall, and would you believe that his grade went from a D to an A+ just by reading my book?
Reading can be fun, and you strike that nerve with this book, and there's so many lessons in the book as well. As I say, in addition to being an outstanding adventure, the book we're talking about is Rebirth of the Dark Ones. The author is Clint Charles Fryer. His website is frywoodstudios.com. That's FRYWOOD, frywoodstudios.com. He's the creator of the Dark Ones series. You can find him on Facebook, The Dark Ones, and with Clint Charles Fryer. And you can link onto all that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. At the website, you'll find out the background and can order Rebirth of the Dark Ones. You'll find out about the sequels, all of the projects that that Clint has going on. Clint, it has been a pleasure to have you on the program. Really enjoy the first in the series of books. Looking forward to the sequels, Rebirth of the Dark Ones. Clint, thank you so much for being with us on the program. A lot of fun. Continued success. I sense your passion. I can't wait to get my hands on the next couple of books. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, it's been great being on the show. Thank you.
Hopefully have you back to talk more about The Dark Ones, the first book, Rebirth of the Dark Ones. Clint Charles Fryer, our guest and the author. His website is frywoodstudios.com. Of course, you'll find the information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.